This is Decoded Datebook for August 20th. Society columns were once a popular feature in newspapers. Here are some examples from this date in 1892 from the Fargo Society column of the Wisconsin Afro-American. Mrs. Ella J. Johnson keeps a fashionable dressmaking establishment at 43 NP Avenue. Every lady should give her a call. There will be services at the First Baptist Church next Sunday afternoon, preaching by Reverend Alex Moore. The Wisconsin Afro-American can be bought at Nathan Norris's Barber, 63.5 Broadway. Nathan Norris's barbershop would probably have been upstairs or downstairs of Siegel Clothing Company, a men's clothing store at 63 Broadway. The column went on to report, Mr. George Hayes is quite an artist with the guitar. Mr. John Spencer made a flying trip to Jimtown and returned in 6 hours. The whole distance is 180 miles. Mr. James Woodfork left last night for Chicago. The Wisconsin Afro-American's previous issue on August 13th reported, Mr. Arthur Johnson is organizing his baseball team, the Blue Caps, and he bets that they can beat anything in the North. Also, Mr. Ford presented his daughter, Miss Alberta, with a fine Halen piano, one of the finest in the Northwest. The Afro-American community of Fargo was so prominent that it merited a society column from several Afro-American newspapers. These newspapers included the Wisconsin Afro-American, printed in Milwaukee, the Appeal, printed in Minneapolis, and the World, also printed in Minneapolis. 3 years earlier, on March 2, 1889, the Appeal had reported Mr. Amos Thomas left Monday night for Washington, in company with W.T. Montgomery, the large farmer in Christaine, Dakota. Mr. Montgomery is the largest colored farmer in the Northwest. 4 years later, on June 27, 1896, the World would report, the young men of this city will organize a baseball club Thursday night. And Mrs. Anthony started to build her new residence on the north side Wednesday, and when it is completed, it will be an exceedingly nice one. These snippets about the routine daily lives of Afro-Americans from 19th century Fargo provide an interesting window into that era long ago. Today's Decoded Datebook was written by Andrew Alexis Varvel. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.